Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Neil Kuniansky, Director of Marketing and Sales, or Sales and Marketing, for Duxbury. Duxbury just released a new version, 11.1. Neil, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thanks. It's great to be here, JJ.
So as I just said, version 11.1, it is now shipping, is my understanding. Why don't you tell us some of the highlights in the latest release?
Okay, it's pretty exciting. I'll start for your U.S. audience. It totally functions with DocX files, so using Office 2010 and Office 2007, no problem. Bring in tables now, whether they're embedded in your Office file or directly from Excel. And the table features let you change the orientation, the XY axis,
right,
as well as the formatting of it on the fly. Then we also have OpenOffice support built in now.
Sure.
So those of you who are like me may not want to put out the money when you get your new computer for everything. Use OpenOffice. And we work with OpenOffice Writer and Calc as well.
Sure. Let's have me curious. So, talking about tables, and I know there's various ways that a table could be presented to a blind person. What are some of the options, or what can be done if you bring in an Excel file? And how much work is it to get that processed?
It's really pretty simple. Basically, you open it, and you can set a default format, so whether you want it a columnar format or, as I think of it, visual,
right,
you know, so you don't mind that table being 18 pages wide.
Right. So it would actually do it true to form if you want it to.
If you want it to, it will. So there's columnar, there's stair step.
Right. I think that's probably what a lot of people are used to seeing.
Exactly. There's also a listed format, so it's going to format it like a Braille list. And then there's also linear, which to some of us old farts, we think of like semicolon delimited. You know, and a lot of times, even the same table, you're going to want to change the format depending on what your use for that table is at that particular time.
Sure. Yeah, I know the stair step one is what you see in a lot of publications. You know, the whole big write-up, you know, this table has columns in the following order, and they list all the columns, and you have...
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. If you're doing a table in columns, so will Duxbury calculate how wide the columns need to be?
Yes, it's supposed to do all that automatically, and I say supposed to because I haven't personally played with that a whole lot yet.
Right, okay.
And it should also tell you how wide, as in how many Braille pages it's going to be.
How does Duxbury do with some of the other, like the enhanced features in say, DocX files or... You know, if you have a table embedded in a Word file or,
It's going to pick up that table and bring it right in with your document.
Okay.
If you have a math type, you have math embedded in your DocX file. When you come into Duxbury, it's going to read that and code it correctly. So if you're using, let's say, Banna Braille, it's going to automatically treat that as Nemeth.
Right.
On the fly. If you're in the UK, it's going to treat it as British Braille, et cetera. So it's going to pick it up and treat that appropriately. It'll also pick up the language tags. So let's say you have your Word document and you have some paragraphs in English, French, and Spanish.
Right.
Duxbury can treat that all, and it can treat the, let's say you're in English, the Duxbury can treat the French and Spanish the way it's taught under Banna.
Sure.
But it also can treat it fully contracted. So you get full grade 2 English, full grade 2 Parisian French, and full, I forgot what language I was saying.
But Spanish.
Yeah, grade 2 Spanish. So you can combine languages with the table switching mechanism that's also in 11.1.
It seems to be, especially in recent years, quite a bit of a departure. When you used to have Braille files back in the day, you'd have to put in all these formatting tags, you know, if you wanted simple things like line centered, things like that. It sounds like it's a lot more automatic now.
It's very much so automated. You still have the power to do all that manually.
Right, because not every file is going to come out perfectly.
Right.
I mean, just people format things weird. And
DBT has this this sort of schizophrenic personality that, you know, people who don't care about being fussy, it's not a textbook transcription, it's not a legal document. They want it good, but it doesn't have to be perfect. And Duxbury works for them very quickly. And There's even an updated version of Swift that will install itself in Word to let you go directly from your Word document to your embosser.
Uh-huh.
But then it also has all of the power for even certified transcribers. So they can make an absolutely perfect Braille document.
Sure. What about the deal with table of contents and things like that?
It's all in there. In fact, your Word table of contents can be generated automatically, and you can choose whether you want it to reference your print page numbers or your Braille page numbers.
Right. That takes me back to school when you have the Braille pages, when you had the line across the page with the print page number in the middle of the page.
Exactly. So you're looking for print page 23, which is on Braille page 41.
Or 41A.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Definitely. So what else is in 11.1?
Oh, geez. There's a lot. There's support for over 130 languages.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge improvement in handling math type for going to math, both on its own and in Word. The table features.
Yeah.
There are new, what we call, learning tables for multiple languages. We've had them in there for American English and one for British English for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have several curriculums for British English and actually even two curriculums built in for Unified English Braille.
Sure.
The table menu, there's support for a new print Braille on the same page software solution called the Transcend SE for enabling technologies.
All right. Remember talking about a little bit of that last year. Yep.
Improved support for some older established Braille embossers, and then support for some new Braille embossers, cool, some of which are not even announced publicly yet. And some of them are. So
like the Phoenix and the Braille Box, and I mean, we have here.
Yeah, and then at least one other that I can't talk about yet.
Sure.
That I was hoping was going to be public, so I could.
Right.
And so there's really quite a lot. There's improved support, graphic support, through our QuickTac program, which is free, which allows you to embed a tactile graphic into your Braille document. So the same page, you can have your Braille.
Free for anyone or free for Duxbury people?
It's free to anyone, actually.
Right.
You can download it off our website.
Probably a lot more effective if you have Duxbury to go with it.
Right. Well, with Duxbury, you can insert it into your Braille document.
Okay.
Per se. So literally on the same page, you can be talking about a right triangle versus an isosceles triangle. Mm-hmm. And in your document, you can have a Braille graphic of the right triangle versus the isosceles triangle.
Can a totally blind person use that program?
Unfortunately, that's the one product we have which is not totally accessible in terms of creating it. The menuing, everything works with speech, but as a practical matter, I'd really be misleading people.
Right. If I were to bring in a graphic, I'd at least, try printing it and see what it did with. Obviously, you're not going to be able to see the graphic to do all the filtering.
Converting a print graphic to a Braille graphic is a very tedious procedure. And QuickTac is essentially a Braille or tactile version of Paint. It's very simple, although it does allow you to bring in embossed print letters as well as embossed Braille.
Okay.
So for doing labeling, etc.
Okay.
It's mainly used, teachers like it, using it with a very inexpensive graphics tablet,
mm-hmm.
and they just literally trace into it.
Okay.
And that way you don't have to worry about cleaning up the image. You just get what you want to begin with.
Sure.
So it's very quick and inexpensive.
What about Duxbury working with some of the accessible textbook formats and things like that?
Thank you for reminding me. Duxbury works beautifully with DAISY, NISO, any XML file format. We've actually improved the working with DAISY files. And then for NIMUS files for K through 12 here in the U.S., we have a product called NIMPRO, which is essentially a preprocessor, because those who are working with NIMUS files will realize that they very rarely don't need a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so it allows you to select what you want to do. Mm-hmm. It actually interfaces with QuickTac, so the embedded graphic in the NIMUS file will show up on the screen, and you can convert that to a tactile graphic, even adding the labels, even adding the transcriber's note, which will be embedded into the file.
Right.
And then you can export from NIMPRO directly to DBT, the Duxbury Braille Translator.
Okay.
You can also save your Duxbury files as a BRF file, send them to anyone with a Braille note taker, and they can read them straight away with their note taker as well. We've also greatly improved the back translation, which was pretty functional for English as well, but we even do things like contracted Arabic, where we now back translate the
Never knew that existed. I said never knew that existed, but
I'm not
surprised.
It's amazing what I learned.
Right.
In terms of
Braille
languages.
130 languages, I'm sure I'll find out all sorts of interesting things.
Yeah.
All the different grades. They do grade 3 Braille, remember? I never really caught on.
Well, the problem, and people have asked us to do it before.
There is a faction that likes it, isn't there?
There is, but our problem is our philosophy at Duxbury is we don't make judgments on how we think a Braille should be represented in terms of the Braille code.
Right.
So we always try to go to the actual Braille authority in that jurisdiction.
Right.
And that's what we endeavor to make Duxbury produce. With grade 3 Braille, there is not a concrete standard. And so if someone gets a concrete standard, we will be happy to produce it.
Sure. I guess, the capabilities would be there. I mean, basically, can you create your own translation table? Or
that is not available in Duxbury at this time. That will be coming down the road. There's internal battles on that.
Right.
But, yes, that feature will be coming, but don't hold your breath.
Sure. A lot of embossers and embosser companies will include some sort of Braille translator with their embosser. What do you think differentiates Duxbury from those offerings?
Well, I can tell you how I feel about Duxbury, which is we endeavor to produce the highest quality, most perfect Braille we can, giving the user the most power and control over the final output that they can possibly make. Mm-hmm. Our prime mission at Duxbury is really one of supporting literacy, because as a company, we believe that literacy gives an individual the power to become whatever they're capable intellectually and motivated and driven to become.
Right.
And that's true for someone who needs Braille. It's true for someone who needs print. It's true for all of us. Literacy really is power. So I think what sets us apart is our dedication to getting it right, getting the Braille right, getting the formatting right, supporting every Braille embosser, many of which have never existed for years. If you still have a Cramner Brailler, we can still drive it.
Is that the one I had? The one that looked like the a Perkins Brailler? It was like the electronic Perkins?
Well, that was a different one. I think, and maybe I'm wrong, I was thinking that was the one that was sort of like a Selectric, old IBM Selectric typewriter with a Braille ball in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I may be wrong, so.
Right.
Feel free to correct me on your own, but save your mail.
But yeah, a lot of older embossers. I mean, and especially Braille embossers will last for a long time sometime. And if it works, you know.
If it works, keep using it.
Sure.
They're not inexpensive.
Definitely. Speaking of price, let's talk about the cost for the products that you mentioned, Duxbury and Nimbro.
Right. DBT Win, we have a whopping increase in price for 11.1 of $0.00.
All right.
So it's still $595 for a new single-user license. Upgrades are anything from $0 to $395, depending on the age of your license.
Sure.
And the best way to tell is just email or drop us a line with your license number, and we can tell you how much the upgrade is.
Sure. That $595, what does it get you as far as upgrades, or is there any sort of SMA that you can purchase? Or?
Yep. Thank you. The $595 gets you the current shipping product and free downloadable upgrades for a minimum of 12 months. Sometimes we stretch that, sometimes we don't, depending on how long it takes us to get things out. Mm-hmm. We do offer annual software maintenance agreements. The normal price is $195, and with that, you don't have to download the upgrades. We send them out to you in the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And if you buy that the same time you're buying a new license, there's a $50 discount, so it's only $145 for that. Also, all of our licenses, even including the single-user licenses, can be run via network. So there are instructions on the web in terms of how to do the installation on the network server, and then it can be utilized from workstations using that server.
Sure. People want to get more information about Duxbury. What's the best way to do that?
Best way is if you want to call us, 9 to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 978-692-3000 or via email at info@duxsys.com. That's info@duxsys.com.
Mm-hmm.
And check out our website. Everything's there, including contact information. And that's www.duxburysystems.com.
And you have demos up there as well? Or?
We have demos of all the products. We have a lot of documentation. You can purchase us directly. You can also purchase us through your local dealers. If you're buying embossers, you can purchase us with your embosser. You know, and that way you may be able to secure some sort of package discount.
Right.
However you purchase us, make sure you register your product with us.
Right.
Because that gets you lifetime free phone and email technical support, as well as you need to be the registered user to get the upgrades.
Sure, sure. All right. Well, Neil, thank you so much.
Thank you, JJ.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.